T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story, is with us, as he is every Friday. What is the deal here? Mayor Stoney was working at McDonald's this week?
Yeah. Let me talk a little bit while you catch your breath.
Yeah, man, it's rough here.
The mayor was at McDonald's this week. A lot of people came around the drive-thru, and there he was in his McDonald's visor handing the food out. Here's your fries and Big Mac to go. And why was he there? He was there for a kind of a public relations event for McDonald's, and they have this program called Archways to Opportunity. It's an education program, and he says it has offers tuition assistance and advising services that helps employees with education. And they are also hiring in the Richmond area 650 plus people to help with the extra summer business. So he was there to shed light on this program, and I think he surprised some people, and he also took a lot of heat on Facebook. You know, the optics, people had a lot of fun with that. There were a lot of brutal messages with, you know, is he preparing for his next job?
Is this what he's qualified for?
All of that stuff. And then some others who were other critics who have been upset with McDonald's for what they see as poor treatment of employees, or that it's minimum wage and other practices. They have given him a hard time for that. But that's why the mayor was at McDonald's.
Okay. Well, good. You know, good for him. If it helps people get employed, that's terrific. I wanted to ask you about the Richmond schools. Yeah, we all do. The Richmond school graduation problem. We reported a little bit on that at the beginning of the week. Was there new information about why some of these students won't be graduating on time, or people trying to fix that or not?
Yeah, they are trying to fix it, but a lot of people are just, you know, it's really late for seniors who are, you know, trying to get things ready for college, and transcripts for other students that are due. They're also behind. One of the school board members says they're behind on course selection for next year, because if you don't really know where you stand or what your credits are or what classes you need, that they have to get all that straight first before you get into the selection. So it's kind of a mess right now. They've been working on it for a while. There's been a lot of finger pointing at previous administrations, going back, you know, two or three administrations at the superintendent's office. But right now, they're still in the middle of going through every student transcript, figuring out where they stand. They've been starting with the seniors. And, you know, the interesting thing is this was all started by a parent. This was all brought to light by a parent noticing some inconsistencies, and they went through an audit and found all kinds of problems.
At least you could give credit to Jason Cameras for uncovering a problem, but maybe I'm about to speak too soon. We'll keep our eyes on that. What a bad situation for them. And I don't want our time to get away, Jason, without talking about weekend events. I know it is Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people do want to get out and enjoy themselves, but there's ceremonies this weekend as well.
Yeah, I noticed that I saw this article in the Times-Dispatch that Riverside Outfitters is bringing back tubing shuttle service, and that starts on Saturday. So if you wanted to do something outside, and it's supposed to be so hot, that's a pretty cool experience. You can, you know, they drop you off at Pony Pasture, Reedy Creek, take the tube down the river, and they pick you up in the shuttle and bring you back. So that's pretty cool. That's at Riverside Outfitters. They haven't done that in 5 years, so that's back. And our friend Jeb Hockman, who, of course, is a big fan of your show, he sent a a lot of information on the Virginia War Memorial's ceremony on Monday. So that's where you can really take a moment to remember those who have served and died in service. The ceremony is from 10 to noon at the War Memorial. And then there's also, if you stick around a little bit or if you just want to come later, there's a free patriotic concert at 2. And the governor will be speaking. He's the keynote speaker at the event on Monday, along with several other folks, and a rifle salute and all kinds of nice.
Well, Jeb does a great job over at the Virginia War Memorial, and you know, we all do want to have a wonderful weekend, but it's important to at least pause, especially if you got kids, to remind them why we have this holiday, what the real meaning is behind it. So I appreciate you.
That's right. And I know you have listeners outside of Richmond, so I'll mention that there's also, if you can't get to Richmond, there's also a ceremony in Amelia, in Dublin, and in Suffolk. Virginia is hosting ceremonies there.
Very good. Jason Roop, I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah, and congratulations on the Best of Richmond, John. I saw you were
You know, somebody came up to me last night. Somebody came up to me last night and said, did Jason Roop rig this for you at Stock Weekly so I'd get number one? I'm like, I don't think so. He doesn't even work there anymore.
No, I had nothing to do with it and didn't even know the answers or who won until I got the issue myself, and was happy to see you and also your afternoon cohort, Jeff Katz, and also the station itself. I don't think WRVA, I think this is your first place win as best radio station. So you guys cleaned up, and then, you know, your sister station, Elliot, he did pretty well, too.
Yeah. Listen, it was a great week for us, for Jeff and for me and for WRVA. So really appreciate it. Thanks, Jason. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.